Today on the Covenant Eyes podcast, we'll be playing the fourth and final portion of our interview with Jeff and Marcia Fisher. Jeff will talk candidly about the root of his porn addiction and how he now strives for deeper intimacy in marriage. Marcia will talk about her desire to see the church become a safe and healing place for sex addicts and their families. Finally, both Jeff and Marcia will talk about the core sins underneath the surface issues that created problems in their marriage.
I can't serve two masters, and my master was myself.
I had no idea that I needed to be rebuilt as well. I had no idea that I had this attitude of self-righteousness and perfection that was just as harmful in my marriage as just pornography addiction.
You won't want to miss today's story on the Covenant Eyes podcast.
I know you said that some of the triggers or some of the roots of this issue for you really stemmed from sort of these adolescent fantasies and what sounds more like relational fantasies than they do just sexual fantasies. I'm always kind of struck by this. I see this in the tabloids where you'll see the celebrity story. There's the woman who, according to our culture and according to Hollywood standards, she's the beautiful woman. And guys are meant to look at the magazine and say, oh, if only I could be with someone like her. If I was with someone like her, I wouldn't look at any other woman.
Right.
Because that would be, I would be sort of hitting the gold standard of what sexuality was meant to be or what a relationship is supposed to be. And yet it's funny that some of these Hollywood marriages, you have people in infidelity, you have people looking and addicted to pornography, people visiting prostitutes, that even when they're married to the dream girl, it still doesn't seem to solve the problem for them.
I came into my marriage as a virgin, physically, but I was soiled all over with lust and fantasy, and like so many people, I thought that a new relationship, a new start, a marriage was going to cure my lust problems. Luke, it's just so easy to go back to taking care of my own needs. I can control that. I don't have to work hard at that. It's easy. I'm familiar with that.
Luke, you know, the fantasy woman, she's not only beautiful, but she doesn't ever ask you to take the trash out. She doesn't ever get frustrated with you. You know, I think that's the thing. Women have been emailing me and say, you know, I know it must be me. I must be unattractive. He why would he want to look at other women? It really isn't just that he's looking at beautiful women. He's looking at beautiful women that he's creating, everything about them, the things they say, how they respond
right.
to him. No
right.
one can compete with that, you know?
And I think that sometimes we justify our masturbation by saying, well, as long as I'm thinking about my wife, then it's okay. And I've heard several guys mention that. And the thing is that it's really our lust driving that. I would make my wife into the fantasy wife. And, at first I might be thinking about encounters that we had, and I would do that. Then all of a sudden I'm making my wife to be somebody that she's not in real life. And
right.
she's... becomes no different than some sort of video or image online. She becomes just an object to me. We've spent a lot of time in counseling. Right now, I go every two or three weeks to my counselor, and then Marcia and I go together every two or three weeks to a different counselor. I think also having the support groups. I go to a men's purity group once a week. Marcia goes to a group for women whose husbands are sexually addicted. Those are people that understand and that are either experiencing it, or the people leading the groups are people that have been through it. I think that we are getting wise people in our lives, and we're seeking out intentionally wise people because I want to go to a place of having a healthy sexuality. We want to have a healthy marriage.
That's great. It reminds me of what I read in Galatians 6, where it talks about that if brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, that you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness.
Yeah, gently.
And I think about that process of those in the body of Christ who've walked with the Lord for a long time. They manifest the fruits of the Spirit in their life. They are living for God, and they are true spiritual mentors and counselors of the church, that they come beside those who are caught in sin, those who are trapped and ensnared, and like a good spiritual surgeon, begin to dig deep into someone's heart, to begin to pull out the shrapnel, to begin to help them see what went wrong and help them see what's going on. I think that is such a needed thing in the body of Christ today, especially
yeah.
over this issue of
Can you imagine what that would do to a church where it could see one person be restored gently, how freeing that would be, and how people would be willing to be more open and transparent about their own sin, knowing that they were in a safe place.
And I couldn't help but notice, even in your own story, for both you, Jeff, and Marcia, that idolatry, though, that has played sort of a core role in what's going on in your life, where for you and Jeff, you know, the idol of fantasy from a young age, this idolatry of I'm struggling with these images, these sort of creating these fantasy worlds, and who's the star in that fantasy world? Jeff is. Jeff's
right.
the needed one. Jeff's the desired one. Jeff's the one who gets what he wants. Jeff's the one who's created this world. In essence, you've sort of become your own God in that world. Same thing, you know, in terms of with you, Marcia, I think you even mentioned this, that you sort of become, in essence, you're sort of with that element of control, that desire to sort of control and manipulate your world, desire to be, you know, sort of your own God in your world, and to have the people look up to you, that admiration of you're the good Christian wife, you're the good Christian mother, you're the good person in ministry who can help other people and those kind of things. I'm always struck by this because I see this time and time and time again when I talk to people, that idolatry seems to play a core role in those sort of besetting, even secretive sins that seem to befall us all the time. Do you agree with that?
Well, absolutely. And what surprised me so much was, you know, here, you know, our world falls apart because of the consequences of Jeff's sin, and I think God's going to rebuild him. I had no idea that I needed to be rebuilt as well. I had no idea that I had this attitude of self-righteousness and perfection that was just as harmful in my marriage as Jeff's pornography addiction. And you're exactly right. Idolatry was at the root of it.
What do you think, Jeff? Do you agree?
Oh, definitely. I'd become so self-absorbed and don't even realize it. I think that I'm serving God and I'm going through the actions and the motion and everything that I've known to serve God. But really, I can't serve two masters, and my master was myself.
I've actually heard it said, just as sure as we worship our way into sin, we worship our way out of it. And that just as sure as we worship our way and idolatry becomes the sort of bedrock of sin, that by worshiping, by channeling our worship towards Christ, that it becomes the foundation of freedom.
You don't realize that Jesus is all you need until Jesus is all you have. That really came to be true for us. We lost a lot. There was a lot of consequences. Financially, we lost a lot. We lost a lot of friends. We lost a lot of close relationships. We lost our ministry. And so all of those things that, you know, were each supporting us in its own way, all of those support pieces kind of came out at once. You just think that you can't survive without the stability of that paycheck or without, you know, the intimacy of your friends. And what you find out is that the Lord can bring you through that. And has the ability to give you everything you need for each day.
You've been listening to part 4 of Jeff and Marcia's story. For more information about the Fishers Online Ministry, Visit them at porntopurity.com. You can also listen to other podcasts on the Covenant Eyes blog, Breaking Free. Visit covenanteyes.com/blog. I am your host, Luke Gilkerson, and you've been listening to the Covenant Eyes Podcast.